Welcome to our Grassroots Series. Thank you for joining us here today. I'm Sharon Furches, Second Vice President of Kentucky Farm Bureau, and I'll be your host for this program. Just a quick note to our listeners, this podcast series has developed out of our Vision 100 strategic plan, and it's a very exciting way for us to reach out to our membership. These podcasts are particularly aimed at county board members and prospective board members to help them better understand some of the elements of our grassroots leadership. I know you're going to enjoy this series, and I'd like to welcome John Pettigo to the program. Good morning, John.
Hey, Sharon. How are you?
I'm great. Doing well. Let's start out by having you kind of introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about you and your farming operation.
I'm a farmer from Allen County, Kentucky. We raise beef cattle, tobacco, and a little bit of row crops. I graduated from Western Kentucky University with a degree in general agriculture in 2008, and I've been farming at home on the family farm ever since.
A great classic story. Tell me a little bit about when you first knew about Farm Bureau and got involved on the county level.
I've been involved with Farm Bureau all of my life. It was really a blessing for me to grow up that way, I think. I can remember running around as a little kid and going to all these events. I don't think I really understood what was going on then, but it was just a great time and a family environment, and I have a lot of very fond memories of that time. My involvement really started after I came home from college. I got a phone call asking me to if I was interested in serving on the young farmer chairman for Allen County, and took that opportunity, and it's been a blessing ever since. It's really allowed me to get involved and take trips and network across the state. There's just so many opportunities in Farm Bureau that it's really unbelievable.
There really are. Tell me a little bit more about your local Farm Bureau there in Allen County.
It's a really good group of people, all farmers, that are there to serve and improve the county and agriculture in any way we can. We have a really good group of farmers there in Allen County that serve on the board. We work constantly to try and improve things in the county, and it's a really good group of like-minded individuals that have servant hearts and are really there to help and improve the county any way they can.
Farmers really like to give back to their communities and the folks around them. Tell me a little bit about a time when maybe your county Farm Bureau had a program that really, you talked about servant leadership and being able to give back. Give me an example of something you guys have done in your county Farm Bureau.
We do a lot of great things in the community, everything from scholarships to young people getting ready to attend college. We make donations to the local FFA chapter and 4-H council to allow the kids the opportunity to travel and go to national events and FFA camp. But one thing that really sticks out in my mind is we send all the fourth graders from Allen County to the Progressive Ag Safety Day every year. It's held in Bowling Green, Kentucky at the Expo Center on Western's Farm, and it's in September. And not only do they learn about ag safety, but they also learn about electrical safety. And, you know, it's if we can save one life, it's really important that we do that. And really something we're proud of there in Allen County.
I've been to events like that, John, and they're so important to farm kids and especially to those who have not grown up on the farm, but to have a better understanding of agriculture, but again, just different elements of our rural community. And it's really invaluable for students to be at a program like that. I think that's something that our county farm bureaus do so well, is really get involved in the education aspect. I hear a lot of folks that go into classrooms and read ag-appropriate books and those kinds of things. So we do a lot of work with food banks and, you know, all those in local counties. Those opportunities really are endless.
Yeah, and we also do Farm City Week, which is really great. We do a meal with the local chamber and other elected officials and just encourage, people to understand the agriculture that's going on in that community and try to highlight local farmers and educate everyone about agriculture.
Sure. I think that is so important. Certainly we tell our story to those around us, but we need to be telling it also to the ones that have not enjoyed the agricultural lifestyle that you and I have, and help them to understand how ag gives a rural community a great strength. And the importance of that. So that's good. I'm glad you brought that up. Tell me about some of the opportunities that you have had because of your involvement in Farm Bureau, your county level and Kentucky Farm Bureau.
The big one that sticks out in my head is always on the, at state events. But, you know, none of that happens without the county. If I hadn't become the young farmer chairman at Allen County and taken that opportunity, I never would have gotten to go and to the leadership summit or to the summer outing with young farmers where, you know, the knowledge that I gained there was immense, but also just the networking and the friends that I've made has truly been amazing. And none of that would have happened without the county level.
I know you mentioned that that you've got this great network of friends across Kentucky Farm Bureau. So that has impacted probably the way you farm today.
Right. Now, the networking that took place, you know, I have a friend in every facet of agriculture I can call that is extremely knowledgeable, whether we're talking about produce or row crops or beef cattle. And a lot of those connections were made in Farm Bureau. You know, that wealth of knowledge and connections has improved my farming operation in ways that it's hard to explain, really, even. You know, if I try to do a new enterprise or I'm looking at a new enterprise, a phone call and I can have all the information I need.
Right.
Those friends, I've had them send me budgets on different crops that they have. They, whether it's what chemicals to use or the fertilizer rates or anything I need to know, they're always more than willing to share, and they've really helped me to try new things and also to improve on what I've already been doing.
Sure. Not every opportunity is perfect for your farm, but it gives us such a wealth of knowledge, I think, to bring particular aspects back into our own farming operations. And your story is very similar to mine as you started out as a young farmer. And I can remember a day even long ago when you were a really young farmer. And you and I were at the congressional tour together in Washington, D.C. John happens to be the age of my son, and his dad was staying behind to work on some advocacy issues. And, of course, the younger ones of the group were doing some tours around the Washington, D.C. area. And I know I corralled you and my own son together as we toured the city. So that's I've known you for a very long time.
That's right. And those, you know, those trips to D.C., when I was that age, you know, it was just neat to be there and get to go to the different museums and the monuments and get to see all that. And as I've gotten older and come back and get to go on those trips, it never ceases to amaze me when you're there as a representative of Farm Bureau, your officials listen. They want to know what Farm Bureau, where they stand on an issue and, you know, what your issue is personally, too. And there's no greater platform. I believe personally that is the greatest platform to really invoke change on so many different levels.
I agree, John. Farm Bureau gives us a platform, and it also gives us an audience. And you're right. We have so many individuals that have come before you and I both and have made that reputation that Kentucky Farm Bureau enjoys today. And it will go past even us. And even the times, you know, when you and I were both on the congressional tour or the state annual meeting, all of those types of things, we were there seeing a lot of things and enjoying ourselves, but we were there with these like-minded individuals that held our agricultural values at heart. And that is so important, I think, that we learned at a really young age to speak with one voice. And whether you realized it or not, you were seeing the importance of that at just 8 or 9 years old.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about a time with your county Farm Bureau that you realized that you guys were making a great difference locally.
I'd have to go back to the Ag Safety Day. there's so many things we do on the county level. When you look at even the youth contest, mm-hmm. that's something that's always amazed me is, you know, we have our annual meeting and we have the youth contest there, and these young kids get up and show off their talents, and people in the community come out and enjoy a meal and watch these kids, and you know, one, to see the talent that's in the county and to have those kids, that's a huge confidence booster for those young kids to get up in front of a large crowd and perform, and you know, it really gives them an opportunity to get out there and grow as an individual, and to me that's always been very impressive. And also, you know, the scholarships are great, the giving people the opportunity, helping to support people that are going on to further their education and their own development.
We're keeping so many of those dollars in our local community and yep. investing it in agriculture through our young people. And I just don't think that's the benefits of that may not be realized for several years, but they're so, so important to what a county farm bureau does and to what you and I do as individuals.
Yeah, and another thing that we did is we donated to the livestock pavilion at the fairground and really helped get the ball rolling on that. And, you know, that facility's been amazing for our community. We've been able to not only have all the livestock shows there in a clean, safe environment for the cattle where they're in a pavilion with lights and good fencing, but also, you know, we've been able to host events there for the county, Ag Education Days, and you know, that's something we definitely contributed to getting the ball rolling on, and has been a huge benefit for our county.
That's a great point, John, that oftentimes when the County Farm Bureau gets involved, it actually makes something happen. An activity really starts to grow and become a reality after a Farm Bureau is involved in it. And I think we have our county farm bureaus and Kentucky Farm Bureau to thank for that, for the great reputation that has been fostered over the years. If someone is listening to this podcast and they're thinking about getting involved in their local farm bureau, what would you say to them? What's one of the ways to kind of figure out where they would want to be?
So the best way to get involved is show up. Go to the annual meeting. A volunteer, you know, serving food at the annual meeting is always a big deal for, you know, the board members that are working and doing it. And we've had people show up in the past and just volunteer to step in and help. It can be as simple as that. Or, you know, approach, if you're in the correct age bracket, approach the young farmer chairman and find out when the next event is, and if you can go to it, attend. And everybody takes notice of those things.
Sure.
As a young person, I always looked up to county leaders and people that were really working and trying to improve the county or the state in different leadership levels. And as I've grown up and started to try and do those things myself, it's funny how I always thought it would be so hard to get in that position. And all you got to do is show up and be willing to work. And it's amazing how easy it really is.
That's so true. We all have been standing in those serving lines and helping put the chairs out and take them up, you know, when the meeting is over. And it's amazing how just having that servant leadership mentality is really beneficial in that way, that it shows folks that you have what it takes to get involved and stay involved.
Right. Everybody's looking for someone that's willing to help and work at something.
Sure.
And if you show yourself to be that person, I don't think you would have any trouble getting onto your county board or getting involved with Farm Bureau.
Great. You know, there are 120 counties in Kentucky and 120 different ways that county farm bureaus do things, and we love all of them, but that's an important reminder that, you know, to find the county leadership, you can start out at the insurance office and speak with the folks there that are involved with the federation, mm-hmm. and they can put you in contact with a county president, a county young farmer leader, someone that would could give them some information to get more involved. So
right.
I think that's probably great advice and how we would want someone to find where they can be involved. We've talked about our Young Farmer programs. We also have a great women's leadership program, does a lot of ag in the classroom activities. Farm Bureau has just started a new program, Generation Bridge, and I know it's particularly important in your age group. So that's we have a conference coming up August 6th and 7th, our very first state leadership summit, we're calling it. Tell me why you think that Generation Bridge program is going to be so important to Kentucky Farm Bureau.
In Kentucky, there's always been an age gap in Kentucky Farm Bureau. It's just hit me. I've just turned 36 and come off as a young farmer. And, you know, everybody is really involved in the Young Farmer program with Farm Bureau, and it's a great program. But once you age out of that, there's kind of been a gap on what to do. And I'm really excited to see what Generation Bridge becomes. And I really think that there will be an opportunity to get a lot more people involved there and to keep the networking going and meet more people. And, you know, I think there will be a lot of personal growth that happens with Generation Bridge. I'm hearing about a lot of different sessions and other ways to go and learn, and I also think it'll be a lot of fun. So I'm very excited to attend this first Generation Bridge conference and see what the future holds for Generation Bridge.
Well, I'm hearing you talk about the fact that the friends that you have made through the Young Farmer Program have become lifelong friends. And as someone with more experience in Kentucky Farm Bureau, I can tell you that that is absolutely true. Generation Bridge will only help foster that.
Yeah.
Your age group, you've had experience already, certainly as your county president, coming up through the Young Farmer Program. But Generation Bridge will really focus on advocacy. And about issues important to agriculture, but to our rural communities. By the time you have gotten to 36, you're more established personally and professionally. You're not as uncomfortable speaking about what's important to you. I think it's a great thing that we can stand up for our industry, and I believe you said earlier that when we do that, legislators, whether those are in Frankfort or Washington, D.C., they listen.
They really do, and advocacy is something that's so important. I wasn't going to use the H word, but when hemp came along, it was really one of the times I saw what being involved in a county farm bureau could do. I was the youngest person in the room, and I was trying to grow this new crop. And I had about five or six different issues that I thought needed to be changed in the hemp industry. And I walked into my county farm bureau with those during a resolution session. I had to answer some questions and explain why, but we sent those straight up to the state level. Everyone was behind me on it and wanted to see me succeed in it and really wanted to help me in any way they can. And those went to the state level and became farm bureau policy and, you know, had a large organization working to see those become law and be corrected. And it's amazing the power that comes with that. I don't know of another platform where a young farmer my age could have potentially invoked change in that way.
That's right. That's a perfect example of being able to get involved and give a young 36-year-old young farmer a voice about a particular issue and gave him the platform to speak from and the audience to speak to. So I love that example. That's the very essence of Kentucky Farm Bureau's grassroots leadership and the involvement on the county level.
Yeah, we Farm Bureau really is an organization that's led from the bottom up. And it's truly amazing the resolutions process and how that works and how we can invoke real change from the county level.
Absolutely. It's the very essence of who we are. And I believe the reason we've been here for 100 years now. John, I want to thank you for being with us today. You have come a long way since our time in D.C. so many years ago. I'm so proud that you're still involved with Kentucky Farm Bureau. And I want to thank the listeners for joining us on this grassroots series. We are the voice of Kentucky agriculture. If you're not already a part of the Farm Bureau family, we hope that you'll join us soon. Have a great day.